Now, what are the main problems associated with using pesticides?
So there's a lot of evidence starting to accumulate now showing that overuse of pesticides has lots of damaging impacts on many of the beneficial species. So we sort of think that pesticides just kill pests, but they often don't. They can kill bees and wasps and butterflies and other insects, especially aquatic insects that keep our waterways healthy. So we really need to think about how we're using them and where we're using them and in what quantities.
Right. And obviously pesticides aim to kill pest insects. But how would the endangerment of these insects affect our ecosystems?
It can have huge, huge impacts. So we still know very little about our insects, but what we do know, and from the research that's gradually building, is that they're really, really important parts of our ecosystems. They're often overlooked. A lot of people don't like them. But they're really critical to keeping ecosystems functioning, often more important in some systems than the more charismatic species that we think of. So insects are important food for the vertebrates, that like the mammals and birds that we love watching and we think of as the most important parts of ecosystems. So if there are no insects for those animals to eat, they die. And then the insects themselves are also important for other parts of functioning. So they pollinate plants, they control pest insects, they keep water quality healthy, they create soil, they do all sorts of things.
Right. And how do these bug sprays, these these pesticides affect humans?
It's not my specific area, but there are some research showing that they can have health impacts if they're used inappropriately or in large quantities. So, I mean, we all know that, you know, if you're going to fumigate your house or you do a big mass spray or something, we're always told that you have to leave the premises or, you know, for example, when farmers are spraying crops, you don't want to be in the field when the spray is actually happening. So we know that they can have risks, and it's important to sort of understand what the risks are that vary for each individual chemical, obviously.
Right, of course. And so you were involved in research about more sustainable ways to deal with urban insect pests. What are some of those more sustainable ways?
So the research we did, it was a review with colleagues in Sydney. So it was led by Lizzie Lowe, who's at Macquarie Uni, as well as some other colleagues at University of Sydney. And essentially, we were just kind of interested in this concept of sustainable pest control, which has had a lot of discussion with relevance to agriculture, but we don't often think about it in terms of urban control. So integrated pest management is a really established way of dealing with pests in agricultural systems that has been around for many, many decades. And its aim is not to eradicate the pests completely, but it's to just manage the system in a way that suppresses the pests below the level that they cause the most damage. So this can be done in a variety of ways, like, you know, managing the system to promote natural enemies. You can introduce biological control agents specifically to control those pests, removing wastes or you know, products that might attract pests, and so on. And then it sort of works its way up this scale of high increasing impact of the control method until you get those pesticides is essentially a last resort if it's becoming a huge problem that's impacting the system economically.
Absolutely. And like on that, what do you think are the main circumstances in which you think we should reach for the bug spray?
I think most situations where you're just in your home and you might see a fly or a cockroach run across the floor or whatever, if it's just one or two and you can easily manage it by just, you know, physically getting rid of it, or you can remove waste so that those insects don't come in the first place, I think that should be our first bet. Sprays are generally something to do when we've got a huge problem, like if you've got thousands of flies inside your house and you just can't physically spot all of them. Fair enough, but not as a first step. We shouldn't be thinking of the spray can as the first option.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Manu. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.